This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotion. My friendly chemist gives me a war calendar each year and gets hung on the toilet door. Yes, I know it. There's too much information there, but each month there's a new phrase on top of the calendar. It makes me think of one month that said, life begins at the end of your comfort zone. Now, I find that very interesting, and I want to unpack it a bit today. I guess we live largely by habits. We do things the same way because it's comfortable. Dennis Waitley, who coached and mentored Olympic athletes, says it's dangerous to live by rules. He says you end up in a rut and you feel you can never break through into something new and different. There are risks involved. Like if I try something new, if I can get out of my rut, I could end up failing miserably. People think I am a failure. A 70-year-old woman once told a stunt pilot she'd love to learn to fly but thought she was too old. But the pilot said, look, it's okay. There's an 85-year-old acrobatic pilot having a great time, and she learned that when she was older than you. So you're never too old. Or you could try something different, like stand on one leg while brushing your teeth. Sounds a bit stupid, but it's about getting out of your comfort zone. And someone said the only people who like change are babies with dirty nappies, and maybe changing a baby's nappy would take you out of your comfort zone. Well, many of us get scared when we think about moving outside the comfort zone. We cling to what we do know. So we are surrounded, I think, by many comfort zones. But let me think about this. They can be barriers that make us feel cozy and secure. We like to be comfortable. But is that always the best thing? And I don't think so, because change is good for us, especially if God says you need to change. It could even be God's will that you change your attitude or your lifestyle. You know, I say, well, look, I'm going to stay where I am. It's the easiest option. During the war, a spy was captured, sentenced to death by the general of the Japanese army. And before they carried out the sentence, the general gave the spy a choice. He said he could choose between a firing squad or a big black door. Now, the spy thought about this choice and chose the firing squad. He was dead within minutes. And the general turned to his assistant and said, amazing, they always prefer the known way to the unknown. Well, what's behind the black door? Freedom, said the general. Behind that black door is a passageway that leads outside, but only a few have been brave enough to see what's behind the door. Do you know there are situations in the Bible that actually moved people out of their comfort zone? Jesus taught Simon to step out of his zone. We see that in Luke 4 to 6. After stepping into Simon's boat and addressing the crowd, Jesus asked Simon to pull out into the deep water away from the shore and start to fish. Well, poor old Simon, he started to make excuses, saying that he'd worked hard and he hadn't caught anything. But he gives it by saying, well, look, okay, if you insist. And when he pulled out into the deep and cast his nets into the sides of the boat, the Bible says that the blessings began to flow, including the fish, and filled the nets. The blessings of that experience were so abundant that they needed help to haul in all those fish. The nets were breaking. The boat began to sink. So he was Simon. He was a fisherman. And so we have to assume he knew what he was doing. But like Simon, we think we know what's best. And we could say, well, look, I know it's tangible. When Jesus called the first disciples, he was asking them to leave everything behind, everything that was familiar to them. Have you ever wondered what it was like for them when they stepped forward out of their comfort zone? When God presents us with a need to leave our safety zone, we might make excuses, ask questions, we might even get frightened about it. But what if it doesn't work? What if I lose everything? What if I fail? Sometimes God uses extraordinary situations to move us out of our comfort zone. Now, I'm not saying that being in a comfort zone is a negative aspect of life, and I'm not saying that we should take risks recklessly to just get out of that zone. We should never do that without prayer and talking to God about it and asking Him to show you what He wants for your life. You could well be surprised. So is God preparing you today for something to move out of your comfort zone? Heavenly Father, thank you that you are the God of the new things. And Lord, maybe today I need to step out in faith and move forward. Help me, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.